That was Jeff Burrows on the trumpet. Jeff Burrows on trumpet, and Andrew Bruce on tenor, and Ian Smith on the drum set. So every year when it comes time to select a guest artist for City Jazz, I kind of go, well, who's playing do I really dig, and who do I think would be great to have working with the students and all that stuff. And what a home run this year. I encourage you to visit Tom's website and just kind of allow a couple hours to read the resume, because it's a who's who of not only jazz music but popular music, television, movies. It's just really, really astounding. And it's been great to get to know him, and we had a great rehearsal yesterday, and you guys are really in for a treat. Please give a nice City Jazz welcome to Mr. Tom Scott.
Thank you.
that's Gavin Torgerson on the trumpet and the marvelous Tom Scott. We're going to continue on and feature Tom again, of course, but also our fine guitarist, Andrew Gomez-Ramirez, on a tune called Blues for Itchy by a fine saxophone player named Dan Gailey from Kansas. And I hope you like this tune. Thank you. Andrew Gomez, and I was remiss, on congas, Regina Jimenez on congas, and Edward Fritz on drum set. And how about that new trumpet of Scott Green? Yeah. Well, after that, we thought we'd do something just beautiful and wonderful. So there's a Leonard Bernstein tune that he wrote for a musical back in the 40s or 50s, I'm not sure. I've always really loved this tune, and I asked Tom if we could do it, and he's such a congenial cat. He's just congenial. You're Mr. Congeniality. Anyway, the tune is called Some Other Time, and I actually heard this at a jazz festival. A student from Oregon University did this chart, and I just thought it was really great, and it's perfect for Tom. So here is Leonard Bernstein's Some Other Time.
Thank you.
you. That was also Gavin once again on those really nice little flugel conversation things. I want to just thank a couple people because I'm afraid I'm going to forget. Somebody who's been here all day yesterday, O-Dark 30 this morning, will be the last guy to leave the building tonight, I'm pretty sure, is our amazing audio engineering instructor, ear training instructor, and sound engineer. How about some love for Nye Morton? His awesomeness is amazing. All right. Okay. We've been using that same joke. The tune is called I Love You, so I'll say I love you, and the guys say, yeah, I love you too, Mr. B. So it's a lot funnier in rehearsal. Anyway, this is a great standard that there's a fellow named Tom Kubas, who's a wonderful saxophone player and a brilliant arranger. And this is a chart that we decided to pull out and have Tom play on. And also, Joseph Archuleta, our fine baritone sax player, is going to take a little ride on this. So I love you.
Thank you.
just like to take a second to say, to walk into this situation, Mike has obviously done an incredibly fabulous job with this fine bunch of musicians. I do a number of these things throughout the year. You know, you got to give back, and I really enjoy it. It kind of rekindles my passion for music because I was you, you know, once. And but I know that they can't sound this good without somebody cracking on the wood and really kind of doing it wrong. And however he does, he's such a nice man. I don't know whether he has some secret formula that he's got going. Whatever it is, it's working great. And I thank you so much for bringing so much music to the school. And Dan, great job, guys. Really. And ladies, just a wonderful job. Anyway, that's it.
Okay.
Oh, one other thing. I must mention this because I have some CDs with me, and the reason I'm bringing this up, I'd be happy to sell some tonight, of course, but I have two. One was a Grammy-nominated, my most recent CD, Tribute to Cannibal Adderley, and it's got Nancy Wilson singing on it, and Marcus Miller and Steve Gadd and George Duke and Marcus Miller and Terrence Blanchard and me. Quite a nice little band. And the other one is kind of a real gem of mine. It's recorded at the Bottom Line, which is an amazing jazz club in New York back. It's gone now, but it was there for 40 years. And this was a tape that I held onto for a very long time from 1976 with some of the amazing rhythm section players that I still miss them these in 2013. I think about them all the time. Steve Gadd is still with us, but Richard T on piano and Eric Gale on the guitar. And Hugh McCracken on guitar, we just lost him last week. And the great Chuck Rainey on bass, live at the Bottom Line. It's a kick-ass CD, and so if you're interested, some of the more funk R&B stuff is on there. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Tom, that's awesome. We're gonna do one more big band tune, and then we're gonna have just about a 5-minute changeover where we're gonna switch to another format for you. I also wanted to just thank a couple more people. We have some amazing, well, first of all, the band, a lot of these guys got here at 6:30 in the morning. You guys don't look that great at 6:30 in the morning, most of you. Look better now. But anyway, for a jazz musician, 6:30, it's not like a good thing. But they got here that early to help set up all the venues and help manage and help wrangle students and get them where they're supposed to be. So I really want to thank you guys for that work today. It doesn't work without you, so. Also, I would like to thank Alana Shapazian-Hill and Jill Webb and Julie Dana, who were super helpful in all the logistical things. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
And Jeff Barrett, our theater manager, who's up in the sky somewhere. He's lurking in the heavens, but those are all awesome folks. So we're going to do this one last tune for you. On it, you will, of course, hear the marvelous Tom Scott, as well as the marvelous Quincy Maxwell on the trombone. And this is a tune called Spin Cycle. It's the funk tune.
Thank you.
How about Tom Scott? Okay, here's what happens now. We are going to transition from the big band thing to a group featuring some wonderful musicians. I actually know their names, I just need this piece of paper. Because whenever we have a guest artist, we like to obviously showcase them with the band, but also in a small group setting, it's just kind of a different vibe. But while we're making a couple of transitional things, I should tell you that City Jazz, for its whole 23-year history, has not been a competition. It's been an event where outstanding students are awarded scholarships, some for City College, some for, for example, the Milestones Youth Jazz Summer Program that's starting this year. And that's what we do. And so I would like to just read to you some of the names of some of the wonderful student musicians and the awards that they've won. And of course, we'll get those out in the mail to them. If they're going to be musicians, they're going to hear the phrase, the check is in the mail, so they may as well get used to it. But anyway, we have a $600 scholarship in honor of a great former faculty member here, Gil Rodriguez, to Fresno City College. The $600 Gil Rodriguez Scholarship Award goes to Jacob Page, a drummer from Bullard High School.